Sentinel Online. Now loading all things Transformers.
To All Things Transformers, episode 58. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
DFG on Mike, hello.
Hello.
Wow, we are actually chipper doing one of these shows, and it's not at 5 a.m.
No, it's at 11 p.m.
Well, it beats the normal record time. And yes, Happy New Year, everybody, seeing as how this is the first episode of 2011.
Yes.
So what have you been up to?
Tons of voice projects, possible new job entries, and obviously many updates to the various websites.
Yes, yes. You recently got War for Cybertron. We'll talk about that in a little bit. What are your just overall impressions really quick, though?
Very good game. Not as long as I had figured.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes pretty fast.
I spent less time on this game than I did Arkham Asylum.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, you can't compare the two. I mean, Arkham Asylum is a huge game.
You can and you cannot at the same time.
Yeah.
Granted, Arkham Asylum is about three times as long as this, but... I still spent longer trying to figure out what the hell I was supposed to be doing, whereas War for Cybertron, I pretty much had figured out from the get-go.
Yeah, point, shoot, transform, drive.
Well, pretty much because I'd played the Armada video game years ago, and the engine that it's built off of, Unreal Tournament, played just about every incarnation on the PC for that, so...
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get into more thoughts on that here in a bit. We're going to get into some news really quick. Transformers 3 trailer could air in the Super Bowl. Last week, we saw a tentative list of trailer dates for all the big summer movies, including Transformers Dark of the Moon. I still hate that title. The list, however, did not fully cover the list of trailers that would be attached to Super Bowl 45, I believe that's it. Yeah, 45. On February 6th, Hollywood Reporter has got a hold of the tentative list of summer blockbuster trailers set to premiere during the Super Bowl or its pregame programming. The next Transformers 3 trailer is on the list, due to be shown during Super Bowl itself. Most of you probably took this as a given, but for those who were skeptical, here it is. Just a little over 2 weeks until we get to see the next trailer for Dark of the Moon. Are we really all that surprised about this?
Didn't they do this a couple years ago with the first one, I believe?
The first one had a Super Bowl trailer. The second one had a Super Bowl trailer. I mean, it's... It doesn't surprise me at all.
Not really. It's pretty much the only...
And honestly, the way that... I'm sorry to interrupt you, but honestly, the way that friggin' football is shaping up right now, I'm only watching the Super Bowl for the commercials.
Yeah.
What would you like to see with the new trailer?
I don't know. Fucking robots?
Do you want to see Optimus Prime hump Ironhide? That's not cool, dude.
No. I just want to see something other than a bullshit shot on the moon.
Yeah, that's true.
Which they did this in the first movie too, and the second movie, granted, the trailer was better than the film.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm not expecting a spectacular trailer, but what they've got out doesn't really entice me all that much. I mean, I'm still going to see it regardless, and I'm still going to see it in the theater, but I'm still not, I don't know, that stoked about it.
Again, we don't know how the story is going to continue, but just based off of the plot line that we've got, the fact that it centers around the space race from the 60s, I have said it before, and I will continue to say it until I see a trailer or the movie or whatever, because I don't know. I hope that the space race stuff takes place like it's a prequel party. You know how when you go or when you watch an episode of Justice League Unlimited where they have that prequel story and then they have the introduction titles?
Yeah.
You know that type of story. I'm hoping it's that, because if the entire movie takes place during the space or centers around the space race, they've basically retconned the entire continuity that they've created with the two previous films.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. I just wish it would hurry up and get here already.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. I definitely am tired of waiting.
You know, waiting sucks.
Keeping on the trailers, though, they also mentioned other possible release dates for it being... February 18th, May 5th, and they're saying the second trailer would be out with I Am Number 4, another Michael Bay, Steven Spielberg effort, and a third trailer will hit with Marvel's Thor on May 5th.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
It kind of is funny that it comes out with, you know, what's going to be slated as a big blockbuster movie for the summer, which is Thor. I mean, granted, I'm not that... I don't know. I don't really care about much of the Avengers other than Iron Man.
Yeah.
So I don't really give a rat's ass about Thor all that much. I mean, I'll probably see it, but that'll be one of my DVD watching, so I'm probably not going to see the trailer until I get online and look it up.
Yeah.
And then I rip it from YouTube.
I mean, let's face it. In this day and age, movie dates for when the trailer could appear in theaters. I mean, seriously? This is the internet, goddammit. That trailer is going to be on the internet, whatever the second or third trailer will be, the ones that are in theaters, it'll be on the internet within 2 hours of it being on the screen in the movie theater. I mean, seriously, come on. It's not even, you know, and I'm sorry, I am not one of these people that will go out, pay ungodly amounts of money to go see a movie just to see a trailer and walk out, whether it's Thor, whether it's Meet the Fockers, whether it's whatever. I'm not spending that amount of money just for a trailer when I can just wait 3 or 4 hours or a day or so and it'll be online.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. I'll go pay to see a movie if it's one I really want to see in the theater, but I'm not going to go for a trailer.
I mean, when I went to see Tron Legacy, I was surprised that the teaser for TF3 was in front of it. I mean, I knew that something was going to be in front of Tron Legacy, obviously, but, I mean, from the ones I remember, they showed Pirates 4, TF3, and a couple other ones, but I was still surprised to see that. I didn't expect to see that. I didn't expect to see the teaser in front of Tron Legacy, but, you know, like I said, July just needs to hurry the hell up and get here already.
Yeah, that would be nice. No snow.
For multiple reasons that we can't speak of.
Yes.
Another bit of quick news I wanted to bring up was we've gotten new images of Masterpiece Rodimus. I know you don't really care about this, but it looks amazing, and yay, they actually made him have a Matrix chamber. That looks so cool.
No,
it's kind of strange,
that is
looks cool.
That is pretty cool for especially a Masterpiece toy to have, considering he is a Prime.
Yep.
So it is nice to see that actually happen.
Yeah. I mean, this has got to be, out of all the Masterpieces that they've done, this is clearly...
the most thought out.
Not really the most thought out, the most put into. I mean, this is technically, as I've said before in other episodes of ATTF, four toys in one. I mean, they're taking the Masterpiece line to new heights. I mean, obviously you couldn't do something like this with like Starscream or Megatron or, you know, someone like that that only has two modes. But because it's, and I think the reason why they're doing this, besides the fact that it's fan service, is because they would have to make, they probably had a choice, either or. And then someone probably said, well, why don't we just do them together as two different characters? And then it went from there, because you would either have gotten Masterpiece Rodimus, which is just Rodimus Prime, the non-flying space Winnebago, or you would have gotten Masterpiece Hot Rod or Hot Rodimus or whatever the hell, because they can't call him Hot Rod, but you know what I mean. So I'm liking that they're doing this whole thing of it's everything in one toy, and it's going to be epic.
Oh, yeah.
My birthday is February 9th, in case anybody wants to get it for me. just putting that out there.
All you broke peoples, listen up.
Oh, man, yeah, it looks amazing. It just looks so amazing. So, yes, you finally got your hands on War for Cybertron.
Yes.
And?
Very, very, very good game. I would have to say it's the best Transformers game I've ever played. Ever.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Decepticon side, I did die once, but it was more so because I got stuck at one point. And the funny thing was, it was not the Omega battle. It was the Zeta Prime battle. Because Omega, you had plenty of shit to hide around, and you could grab the turrets and then jump down and hide behind stuff when the blast came through and then just gun them down.
Yeah.
Whereas Zeta, you had to constantly keep ahead of things or you're going to be crushed by his meat grinders.
Yeah, I died lots of times on that level.
Yeah, I died a couple times on there, and I played as Megatron throughout that. That was probably the most challenging part as the Decepticons.
Mm-hmm.
As for the Autobots, the most painful part of that game, between the very end Trypticon battle, was the Resurrecting Omega battle when you had to defend Omega as well as Ratchet.
Yeah.
Because I got up to 75% and I got swarmed to the point that there was no return.
Yep.
So I had to resort to the thing I don't like doing. I had to cheat. On the PC, they have a trainer that you can download, which you can activate cheat modes. I turned on one hit kill. They had God mode, they had unlimited ammo, they had one hit kill, they had where you could speed up.
I need that for the Trypticon battle.
The Trypticon battle, I did turn on in God mode. That's the only thing that kept me alive. The Omega battle, I turned on one hit kill because there was no way in hell I was going to get rid of all those fucking cons with keeping Ratchet alive and my life bar where it was.
Yep.
therefore I had no choice. I had to use it. It was a pain in the ass, but I did get past it because of that. I think I died 12 times. Just because my life kept getting blasted so low, and I'd had to revive Ratchet probably 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And that's what caused
Yeah, there's not a lot of health around that section.
They have the shield things, battle. But those don't help you worth a shit.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to remember that battle. There isn't a lot of like the Trypticon battle. There's like 3 Energon cubes like out down in front where he's standing. But in the Revive Omega thing, or the get the Omega Gate open battle thing, there's not a lot of Energon cubes around there at all.
No, there wasn't, and that was about the most frustrating piece.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, overall, I was very impressed with the game. I definitely would recommend buying it. Despite the fact I beat the game in under 8 hours, 9 hours, it did take me a lot longer with Arkham Asylum. Probably took me a week, off and on. Whereas War for Cybertron, I played in 2 evenings.
Yeah.
And I beat the entire Decepticon campaign in 1 shot, and then I beat the entire Autobot campaign in the other, so...
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think I said this off-air, you really can't compare War for Cybertron and Arkham Asylum. I mean...
No, you can't, but it's still a pretty significant difference as far as pacing and everything else, but...
Oh yeah.
The Transformer game I felt should have been longer. You didn't.
Yeah, I wish they would have fleshed out more of the story.
That would have been nice to see more of the storyline, more of the little cinematic scenes. I don't know. Hell, a fight between Optimus and Megatron.
Yeah.
Would have been nice. Or Omega.
Unfortunately, with the game engine, or not the game. Yeah, unfortunately, with the game engine, though, I don't think that it would have allowed you to have Optimus and Megatron fight because of the fact that the way that the game is set up into the 2 campaigns. That would be the only issue I would see.
I don't see it being an issue, really. You fought Starscream.
Well, yeah, that is true.
So I don't see that being an issue. It's more so they didn't script it that way, so therefore it does not exist.
Now, I don't really care about spoilers, and the game's been out over 6 months now, so how did the story end? I mean, did they leave Cybertron?
No, it has Optimus Prime sending all of the Autobots away except for everyone that was boarded the Ark in G1. Hmm. Mm-hmm. They were all standing with him while the Ark was being constructed. And they said they were going to stay there for a while longer before shipping off to the unknown.
But they eventually left Cybertron.
It never had them actually leave.
Okay, see, that's where I'm thinking that...
Part 2 picks up.
Yeah, because it was announced a while ago that Transformers War for Cybertron 2 is coming, I believe, next year in 2012. So we may yet see a Megatron Optimus battle.
Which would be glorious.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But yeah, very, very, very cool game. I really enjoy it, even though I still haven't gotten past Crypticon yet as far as just playing it for myself, but it was a really cool game, and Johnny Young Bosch's Bumblebee was just amazing.
Now, I wish they would have used this for TF Prime.
I know.
Instead of the radio box.
Oh, you mean for Bumblebee. Yeah, oh yeah. So it would have been so much better. So much better. But, you know, there's not much we can do about that.
Now, when you played War for Cybertron, did you get the kind of a G1/Beast Wars Megatron vibe?
From Megatron, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
I mean, it was more of the menacingness of G1 Megatron mixed with the inflections of Beast Wars Megatron.
Yeah.
In the character, he acted more like Beast Wars Megatron than G1 in the terms of how he talked and just how maniacal he was.
Yep. Did you catch all the little snippets, though, in the game?
All the little cinematics?
No, not the cinematics. All the snippets and homages.
As far as what?
When they're going through the prison.
Oh, yeah, they had parts from Transformers the movie in there.
Yeah. Spare me this mockery of justice.
And then he goes,
and then I believe it's either during the battle or the cutscene right before the Soundwave battle where Rumble says his line he always used to say in G1 about, you know, you want to tumble with Rumble or whatever. I thought that was pretty cool. I hated facing Rumble and Frenzy. I don't mind shooting the shit out of Laserbeak, but I hated facing Rumble and Frenzy.
Why is that?
It's just, they're annoying little shits. It took me forever to get those guys killed.
See, it didn't take me too long for them. It was the getting Soundwave out of my way.
Yeah.
Because I carried one of the cannons in with me, and I gunned the shit out of them.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping the second game will be just as awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Whenever it decides to debut.
Well, I think it's sometime next year. I think that's when it's supposed to be coming.
I would guesstimate it roughly the same, but... It would be nice to see it sooner.
Yeah, I don't think we will, because if we were going to see it sooner, we would be hearing about it now, because I'm betting they would do what they did last year with premiering it at BotCon. Or, you know what I mean, the weekend before BotCon, you know what I mean, the week before BotCon, and then at BotCon, they would have it there, and there's been no announcements yet as far as... And granted, this is still only January, but... I mean, if they were in full-on development mode, it would be all over the internet.
Very true.
And there's only been that one little announcement that it's coming in 2012, so... I don't know. Anything else you want to bring up?
No, I believe that is it.
Okay. Yes, let's see. We are still in preparation for GCRN's Top 100 Animated Series of All Time project. We're going to be collaborating with a bunch of other geek networks to put IGN to shame. We've got a bunch of other cool stuff coming up in 2011 from Geekcast Radio Network. And I guess Megatron closed the show.
I don't feel like it. No.
Well, get your panties out of being in a wad and close the fucking show.
You're the one that wears panties.
At least I'm not the one that fucks Barney.
At least I'm not the one that takes a shit in Arby's, McDonald's, and then it almost explodes in the bank.
Just close the show already, goddammit.
Peace off.
That's it?
Eat the shit.
Such a sad, sad Cybertronian.
I'm gonna shove Dark Energon up your ass.
Yeah.